Danielle Baldwin, Eleanor.
Eleanor. Eleanor slept with her glasses on. Not every night, just those nights that she knew she wouldn't hear his key in the door. Her tortoiseshell plastic frames left tiny kidney-shaped indentations on her nose. They were empty reservoirs that had held her fear from the night before. They'd lived in the house for years, and while she knew the ticks and whirs, the clumps and the thumps, there was still something that scared her. All of that silence, the gaps between. Sometimes she imagined Sam far away, hidden behind a curtain of silky black hair, underneath a beautiful woman in a Tokyo hotel room. And so she would distract herself. Sometimes she stacked cats on the bed, a fortress of felines against her fear. Other times she cracked a cozy mystery, watched a ball game. Sometimes her thoughts drifted to her yoga teacher and the line of the muscle in his calves, the size of her neighbor's hands, watching them as he waved them around mid-story in his driveway, the 5 o'clock shadow that darkened the face of a coworker. She shuddered to think about those calves, those hands, how that 5 o'clock shadow would feel on the inside of her thighs, a Frankenstein fantasy. The nights when Sam was home were no less lonely, but as he quietly turned into his side of the bed and switched out the light, at least it was a fear she could see, an ocean of loneliness between them that she had learned to navigate in her nearsightedness. When Sam left for good, for a yoga teacher no less, Eleanor wondered about her thighs, tried to picture what her toned body, stretched like taffy across her mat, might look like. Both Eleanor and Sam were stiff, like peppermint sticks. They used to laugh about how taut their muscles were, how tightly each of them were bound to their bones. But clearly, Sam no longer wanted that bonding. So these days, Eleanor slept with her glasses off. The bumps and the whirs of the house, a lullaby or a love song, sending her off into a dreamless, fitful sleep filled with the promises of peace.